Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna patiently wait. Doesn't matter what I'm going through. I'm gonna patiently wait. Think about it, brothers and sisters. You done asked God for rain and the sun is shining, but you're gonna patiently wait. Oh, that sounds just, it does something for me. Hey, what's the word at noon? I am Louis B. Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. But let's get into it. We're going to ask Evangelist Ursula, if she'll be so kind, to give us the word of prayer. And then when she's done, we're going to ask Pastor Bill. He should give us a word of inspiration.
Hello. Praise the Lord. How everybody doing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we come to you this evening, this afternoon. Hallelujah. We just want to praise you and honor you, God. We thank you for loving us, God. We thank you for keeping your hands on us. We thank you for making our crooked path straight. Hallelujah. Have your way in this study this morning, God. Do what you want to do in the name of Jesus. We submit and prepare ourselves to receive the favor of the Lord right now, God. We don't want to do life without you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you and honor you, God. Cover ourselves, our loved ones, family, friends, strangers, God, the widow, the fatherless, the motherless. Cover us in your grace and your mercy, God. We prepare and position ourselves, hallelujah, to receive the blessings of the Lord. We thank you for another day, God. We thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us. Keep your hand on us, God, and keep us humble. Keep us at your feet, God. Keep us doing, walking and talking and saying what you want us to say, God. Line our behavior and our conduct up with your plan for us, God. We want your purpose and your plan to be fully exalted in the name of Jesus. We submit to you, God. Do what you want with us, Father. We need you, God. Hallelujah. Life is too much without you. Hallelujah. We need the power of the Holy Ghost, God. Help us recognize and resist all the tricks and methods of Satan. We see you, devil, and we bind you under our feet. We walk in whole health. Hallelujah. We walk in the anointing and the favor of the Lord. We bind off everything that tries to exalt itself against the word of God. Circumcise your heart, God. Cut away anything in it that ain't of you, Father. We thank you, God, for another day, God. We thank you, God, that you love us. You know our names. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you know our names. Hallelujah. Let blessings come down as our prayers go up. Open up the portals of heaven and hover over us, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for your life, your death, and your resurrection. We repent for anything we have said or done that was displeasing to you, God. We at your feet this morning, God, on behalf of the sick and the shut-in, the hopeless and the helpless, the widow and the motherless and the fatherless. We stand in the gap, God, and we pray that every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Let the anointing of the Lord reign. Hallelujah. Reign, God. Hallelujah. Rain your presence down on us, God. Have your way with us, God. We surrender to you, God. Hallelujah. Let us down and rise up in us. In the name of Jesus. Do what you want. Hallelujah. Let your kingdom rise up in us. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for another day, God. We don't take nothing for granted. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God. We thank you that we got up this morning. We thank you that we ain't sick and shut in this morning. We thank you, God, for whole health and a sound mind. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For having your hands on us, God. Never leave us, God. In the name of Jesus, we depend and rely on you to take care of us, God. We need you. Hallelujah. We cry out to you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Christ Jesus' name, amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The word of inspiration, I like to come from Ephesians, the 4th chapter, beginning with the 23rd verse. It says, "And be ye renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Yes.
Verse 26, be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Pastor.
Bluetooth, ready for connection.
I thank you guys so much. So, I hope y'all hearing me. Something happened here. Okay. Thank y'all so much for that. We're talking about the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And that mystery is in Christ. So let me give y'all a few scriptures that we're going to discuss today. I think I'm going to start doing that in advance. That way somebody, as the Lord give it now, these not the only scriptures you're going to get, but they're going to be something that we're going to talk about today. One of them is going to be Mark 4 and 11. And Mark 4 and 11. 1 Corinthians 2 and 7. We touched on this one yesterday a little bit, but I think the Lord is telling me to go back and make sure everybody get that. That's in 1 Corinthians 15 and 51. But these are some of the scriptures that we're going to touch on today, and we'll just go from there. Well, Ephesians, because she was in Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians 1 and 9, okay? Those will be some that we'll talk about. And what was in Ephesians? Let's do Ephesians 3 as well. But we're going to give them back to you in a moment. But for those fast readers and you want to already be there, well, we want you to know you can go ahead and look them up. But we're talking about the mystery. Our foundational scripture is found over there in I'm excited, man. I'm excited what God showed me in his word. Let me pump the brakes and calm down for a minute. The Bible says even the mystery, which have been hidden from ages, from generations, but now it's made known or manifest to the saints. So get this, brothers and sisters. Everybody won't understand the mystery because they're not saints. They may be saints, but they ain't saints. Saints is people who take the word of God and act on it. They don't have any choice. Those that believe what God's word says, and they'll act on it. Those that believe truth, God have made known what is the riches of his glory. Of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Sometimes when I see the word Christ, I think about truth that's in you. See, because Christ is the truth. Not a truth, he is the truth. Who we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. We got work to do. We got to get the people presented to Christ based on the word of God. That first scripture is going to be in Mark 4. Mark 4 and 11.
4 and 11.
As you find that, I want to say something else. That because many believers are afraid to say that they are in Christ and are afraid to act as though it is true. Listen, brothers, if the word of God declare it and declare it, you should do the same. You should claim it. You should declare it.
Yeah.
But that's what the word says. Now, it's a mystery to those that don't understand this. See, the Father have declared in the word what we are in Christ. We find believers seeking to obtain what love the Father has already, he's already given you everything pertaining to godliness. He's given you everything. First,
thank you, Lord.
And this is a fact here, too. Because the Bible says, well, you know what? I think I'm going to do that first because I want everybody to get this. Colossians 1, 13 and 14. Let's read that first. Colossians 13 and 14. Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 13 to verse 14.
Amen. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and covered us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. 13 and 14?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible. God rescued us from dead-end alleys and dark dungeons. He set us up in the kingdom of the Son he loves so much, the Son who got us out of the pit we were in, got rid of the sins we were doomed to keep repeating. Amen.
The Bible says, thank you all. The Bible says, first, what we have in Christ. Remember, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, that's the mystery. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's a mystery. Everybody won't get it. Don't mean they won't read it. They may not understand it, but the word of God, when I read it, it says, who have delivered us from the power of darkness. You ain't there. You've been delivered from sin. You've been delivered from the devil.
Thank you, Lord.
See, we got to speak that, brothers and sisters. You got to let Satan know, you don't own me.
Amen.
I've been delivered from you, so therefore I was delivered from all of your bounds. Everything you ever put on me, I've been delivered from it.
Thank you, Lord.
Diabetes. I don't care what it is. You have to confess it. The Bible says in Mark 11:23, whatever you say and not doubt, but believe what you say shall come to pass, you're going to have that. But that's the mystery. You got to confess it. You got to speak it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not willing to speak it, you're not willing to operate in truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
See, God can't put you both places. You're going to either be in the first Adam or the second Adam. You got to be in one or the other. There is no 50, 50, 60, 40, 80, 20. You're going to either be in Christ or you're going to be in the Adam world, which means the flesh. You're going to operate either on the flesh. That's what you feel, what you smell, what you think, or the five senses. That's how you're going to operate. Or you're going to operate what the Word of God says. And you're going to die doing it.
All right.
I get people all the time, well, why you say things like that? Because it's true. When you read the book of Hebrews 11 chapter, all those people died in their faith, having not yet received the promise, but seeing it afar off, died doing it. You got to die in this stuff.
Amen.
You got to hold on. I don't care. You don't ask God to heal your body, every time you get a chance, you tell him, by his stripes, I'm healed. I'm healed.
Yeah.
Don't let the enemy think. Don't let him think you got anything going on with you. You've been delivered.
Amen.
That's if you're going to operate in the mysteries of God. I look at it like this. When I read that over there in Colossians 1 and 13 and 14, it says, who have delivered us from the power of darkness, have delivered us. So since you don't want to be delivered, I'm going to go to first person singular. That's what I'm going to do. First person singular. Then I'm going to say, I have been delivered.
Hallelujah.
Out of the authority and the power of the enemy. I've been translated into his kingdom. See, the Bible says us, but if you don't want to confess it, I'm going to go ahead on and confess it for myself. I have been redeemed. I have been redeemed. See, when you read this and he says, we have, or who have, listen, brother and sister, put it in the first person singular. You say, I have. Well, why would you do that? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
How you going to get healed if you don't start speaking that word? You're going to get the same thing over and over. The same result. A lot of people, they get the same results over and over. Still don't believe that they saved. Don't believe that they delivered. They don't believe that in Christ there's a mystery. Everybody don't get it. But anyway, we have to sometimes sit down and understand the power that is within Christ. Satan want to always show his ugly head, but you have to tell him our redemption is from, or you say we've been redeemed from Satan. If not, then what you've been redeemed from?
All right.
Remember when Christ got up from the dead, you got up.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You got up. Don't let Satan fool you. You got up. God saw you in Christ. That's how he sees you. So when you tell Satan, you got up when Christ got up. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
His blood is so supreme. We have no clue, brothers and sisters. No clue. If animal blood can keep people protected, what you think about Christ's blood? He'll wipe away the sin consciousness. He'll wipe that stuff away. You don't even remember some of the stuff you did. It's gone.
Amen.
Delete it. Delete it.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm in Mark. Let me 4:11 because I wanted to get there too. Mark 4:11. Let's touch on that for a moment. You with me?
Amen. And he said to them, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside, all things come in parables, so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, he told them, you've been given insight into God's kingdom, and you know how it works. But to those who can't see it yet, everything comes in stories, creating readiness, nudging them toward receptive insight. These are people whose eyes are open but don't see a thing, whose ears are open but don't understand a word, who avoid making an about-face and getting forgiveness. And I'm sorry, and getting forgiven. Amen.
Read that again, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Pastor. He told them, you've been given insight into God's kingdom. You know how it works. But to those who can't see it yet, everything comes in stories, creating readiness, nudging them toward receptive insight. These are people whose eyes are open but don't see a thing, whose ears are open but don't understand a word, who avoid making an about face and getting forgiven. Amen.
Amen. Listen, brothers and sisters, you've been given the insight. You know what's happening with this puzzle. Somebody else may having problems with it, but not you. You know what the secret is. You've been given this. It's not a problem for you. It may be a challenge for somebody else to try to figure out how you got born again. But for us, it's not a problem. You know how we got born again? I know. It's not a mystery.
Yeah.
Just like it shouldn't be a mystery when you have babies. You and that woman or you and that man, y'all got together. And the man put his penis in her vagina. Boom, you got pregnant. Well, you know that, how that happened. Well, it's the same way with being born again. I'll tell you how it happened. We've been born again, not a corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. That's how you got born again. You got in that word, and that word got in you. Hello, somebody. Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. I want you to hear this thing, man.
Yeah.
You wasn't just putting that word up in you for nothing. It caught roots.
Amen.
God's spirit and your spirit began to agree, and that's how you got born again. Not of corruptible seed now, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, see? But some people do not understand God's truth because they are not ready for it. I'll just be real plain with you. They're just not ready for truth. And if you're on here today, just let me tell you what. The only way you're going to be free, period, is through truth. John 8:32-34. That's the only way you're going to get free of that religious demon. You're going to get free of all that garbage. You're going to have truth. Jesus says, I am the truth. Not a truth, but the truth. I am the way. I am the life. So it starts with truth, which is the word of God. That's why John 17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's what's going to set you apart. That's what's going to make you part of God's kingdom. That's what this mystery is all about. You may not be able to explain it all, but you'll be able to let somebody know, hey, I've been born again, and this is how it happened. Some folks, they try to explain it. Well, you know, it's just like the wind. That's absolutely. God, he gave that in a parable. That was a parable. See, parables are for people who don't get it. Let me pump because I don't want nobody to miss this. See, if you're not getting what's going on, you need to first of all tell God, Lord, I want truth. I want truth. I want nothing but truth. Unadulterated truth. I want the pure truth. There are a few things that are pure now. But you want the pure truth. You don't want nothing contaminated. And he gonna the Holy Ghost's job is to teach us the truth, the pure truth. And then God will reveal truth to his people who will act on truth, who will make it visible in their lives. Just like I tell people, I say, Christ is alive. Well, I don't see him. See, they waiting on Christ to come back. Christ already here. But they won't listen. Because I guess because of my, I don't know why they don't listen. I ain't going to guess anything. I really know why. Because they haven't been delivered from the power of the enemy. See, when you've been delivered, then you can wake up. You can see what's going on. You ain't sleep anymore. That's what that scripture was saying over there in 1 Corinthians I told y'all about. Let's read that right quick before we be 1 Corinthians. 15:51, I think that was the scripture I gave y'all.
You got me two, I thought you said 1 Corinthians 2:1.
Now, 1 Corinthians 15 and 51. Well, let me see. Let me go back and look. I had got that thing. I go back and try it again.
Okay.
Yes, Pastor, you gave us two. You gave us the first one was 1 Corinthians 2:7.
Yes, and then I gave y'all 1 Corinthians 15:51, right?
Yes, you gave us that also.
Let me see. I think that's the one I'm looking for. 15:51. Let's read that first.
Amen. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Amen.
Amen.
For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. But this corruptible must be put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible. But let me tell you something wonderful, a mystery. I'll probably never fully understand. We're not all going to die, but we are all going to be changed. You hear a blast to end all blasts from a trumpet. And in the time that you look up and blink your eyes is over. On single or that trumpet from heaven. From that trumpet from heaven. The dead will be up and out of their grave beyond the reach of death to die again. At the same moment, in the same way, we'll all be changed. In the resurrection scheme of things, this has to happen. Amen.
See, now, and thank you guys so much. And I don't know if we're going to really be able to understand this, but let me say this, brothers and sisters. It started off by saying, this is a mystery. This is a mystery. And we all are not going to sleep, but shall be changed. When you got born again, you got changed. That's what happened.
Amen.
You got changed. When you got born again, you got changed, okay? You got to know that. You got to know that when you got born again, there was a change that took place. You got born again not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. That's the mystery. Don't be trying to figure this out. That's the mystery. Okay?
Yeah.
And he said, behold, I'm going to show you this mystery.
Mm-hmm.
This mystery is a puzzle to some people, okay? But it shouldn't be to you. So he talks about at the last trumpet. Brothers and sisters, if you don't know you're in the last days, I know what it is. I'm sorry. I know what it is. You waiting on to hear a trumpet with your natural ear. That's what you waiting on, huh? Satan will fool you like that.
Right.
You think you're going to hear this natural trumpet, something you heard over there at the church or at the football game or at some orchestra that's the trumpet you think you're going to hear? Wrong.
All right, now. Make it plain.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This is a spiritual trumpet, which happens to be the last trumpet. And that's where we are right now. It's a mystery. He says, for this corruptible must put on incorruptible. Well, what is that? The word of God.
Yeah.
See, your flesh was corrupt. But now you put the word of God in there, it changed it. And this mortal must put on the immortality. That means you done died. And you're hidden in Christ now.
Yeah.
And so when this corruptible shall have been put on incorruptible, and the mortal shall have put on, and Paul said, I really don't understand it all, and I get that. Because that's where I am. Then shall we be brought to pass the saying that is written. Death, where is your... You've been swallowed up now. Victory. See, when you're in the glory of God... Oh, it's going to take me a minute. When you're in the glory of God, that's victory, brothers and sisters. That's when you operate in victory. Because you're part of the resurrection now.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. See, you're part of the second Adam, not the first Adam. And if that first Adam brought death, then the second Adam brought life. And that's not when we leave here. That happens here. If I can just get people to see faith is now. Not later.
Yeah.
Faith is now. Now is faith. This is when you got to operate. You got to operate now, not later.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes. But anyway, anyone have any comments or anything you'd like to say, this is the time you do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give you a few minutes. We ran over a little bit, but hey, it's okay. We're not bound. Okay. Well, tomorrow is going to be Thankful Thursday, and I'm looking for everyone to share, engage. I know there's one scripture you got to be thankful for, all these scriptures that's going forth this week. If you're meditating on it, I know there's one scripture you ought to be thankful for. The only one that don't want you to be thankful for the word of God is the enemy. See?
Yes,
so
ma'am.
On tomorrow, we'll have Thankful Thursday. Today is Wednesday, right, y'all? Help me out now. You know my days get
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so tomorrow be Thankful Thursday. So everybody come with a scripture. And like I said, we don't force anybody. There's people been on this broadcast, never said nothing. And it's okay. I thank God for you. Because you got an ear
Amen.
To hear.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And eventually you will speak. You won't have any choice. If not to